We give thanks for this beautiful day, and let us pray. Thank you, our Lord, for all the blessings you have given us. We come today to worship you, to adore you, to thank you. We praise you for all of those things that you have given us. We give special thanks for neighbors and friends who help out when we need them. We give special love and consideration to the Bargmans and their 70 years. We pray, Lord, for all of those we've mentioned today and our prayer concerns, and we ask, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and to provide healing. Now please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you are able, please stand for the opening prayer. God of breath and fire, God of past and future, God of all that is and ever shall be, when Jesus knew he was going to the cross, he promised his disciples that they would not be left alone. Jesus assured them that the Holy Spirit would remain with them, teaching them how to live and reminding them of all he had said. Weeks later, when the day of Pentecost arrived, you poured out your Spirit, giving your disciples the power to speak in many languages and making tongues of flame dance above their heads. Today, we ask that you pour out your Spirit on us, giving us the wisdom and the courage to live in peace as Jesus' followers. Amen. And now it's time for the hymn sing, and I think Jim and Allison are going to handle how that goes. So, Jim, do they call out their numbers for hymnals that they want? How do you want to do this? You'll do it. Okay.
Good morning, friends in Christ. It's your turn now. And we're going to ask that you decide what you would like to have as a song to sing, one that is one of your particular favorites, and we will sing two verses of each of the songs that we have this morning. So, may we hear a sound.
558. Thank you. We could go on and on, Jim, couldn't we?
Yes, sure would.
But we'll stop here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim and Allison, for leading that, and Liz for playing, and thank you to all of you for lifting your voices in praise and in joy. Now we will be blessed to hear the choirs combined from First United Methodist Church and Trinity United Methodist Church. They have three songs for us. Creation Sings, Draw Me Nearer, and The Light of the World.
Just two.
Okay, we'll find out.
Thank you.
God of grace and power, pour down your Spirit on these gifts that they may grow and do your work here in this community and throughout the world. Amen. Please be seated. The scripture today comes from John chapter 14, verses 8 through 17. This is taken from the time Jesus is with his disciples, the Last Supper. These are some of Jesus' last words to his disciples before he is arrested and crucified. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be with you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There was once a man who was standing in his yard, and the weather was turning bad. The clouds were gathering. A storm was coming. In fact, it was predicted to be a bad storm. So the sheriff was driving through the neighborhood and had his lights going, and he stopped to warn this man in his yard, "It's time to leave. There's a storm coming, and this area is going to be flooded. You need to leave." And the man says, "No, that's okay. I'm praying. God has me. He's going to take care of me." And the sheriff went on. The floods came. The water rose. The man's on the second floor of his house now. And a boat comes by. And they say, "Come with us. Get in the boat. You need to come with us. The water's going to continue to rise because the storm is here and it's raining hard." He says, "That's okay. I'm praying God is going to take care of me. He'll rescue me." The water continues to rise. The man has to climb out on his roof. A helicopter comes and drops a ladder to him. And they yell down to him, "Get on the ladder. We need to take you away. The water is going to continue to rise. It's okay. God's got me. I'm praying to God. He's going to take care of me." The water continued to rise. The man was swept away in the flood and died. He goes to heaven. He's standing before God. And he says, "God, I prayed to you. I counted on you. Why didn't you save me?" And God said, "Who do you think sent the sheriff, the boat, and the helicopter?" Jesus is telling his disciples in his final words to them that you will be able to do all that I did and more with faith. This is a call and a promise. A call to act and a promise that you'll be able to act to do important things. So what are we as Christians called to do? In so many of the hymns you chose today, it told us. And we remember what Christ says about the commandments. What are we to do? What are we to do? Love God. Love people. Those are the two things we have to do. If we love people, we love God. And if we love God and take God into our hearts and lives, we will want to love people. This is called transformation. It's one of those religious words. Paul writes about it, about how if we take Christ and God into our lives, our hearts change. As we grow in faith, our intentions change. Our desires change. We want to help others. We want to act in the ways Jesus wants us to act. So what does it mean to love? I feel people that have grandchildren, I know how you feel now. You get all squishy inside when you see them. And ice cream is one of the major food groups. But love is more than that. Love is a verb. So what do when we do love? I want to read a little bit from the book by Adam Hamilton that we used in our study of the book of John earlier this year. So please bear with me, but I thought this was pretty good and explained it probably better than I could. Love is the essential fruit of our faith. It doesn't matter how much you know, how correct your theology is, how much you give to the church. If you don't practice love, you've missed the mark. You have to do something. In fact, Jesus says, you're a vine branch if you don't practice love that's unfruitful and needs to be pruned and cast into the fire. Love is what heals the world and gives life. In marriage, when both partners see themselves as seeking to serve, bless, and build up the other, the marriage will be healthy and beautiful. Whenever you're trying to decide what the right thing is to do, you can never go wrong by asking, what is the most loving thing I can do? Love is found in small things and sometimes in big things. It is not a feeling, but a way of acting. That's important. It is not a feeling, but a way of acting. It is meant, as we mature in Christ, to become second nature for us. It shows itself in a thousand ways, sharing meals and cards at the loss of a loved one, taking off work to be with a family during surgery, supporting others when they are down or alone. It's leaving an extra tip for the person who cleans your room. It's mowing another's yard and taking care of their dog when an emergency calls her out of town. Love is meant to be the rhythm of our lives. It is to be our daily mission. Every day, you are asked by God to bless, to selflessly serve, and to show love in tangible ways to others. You're asked to love others and demonstrate that love even when that person or those people are irritating. You're asked to meet the needs of people you work with and are around and near, even when they aren't nice. You're asked to serve your community, even if you're nervous because I've never been in that neighborhood before. Answer the call to serve. Invite the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and empower you. Remain in Christ and obey His command to love. In the farewell discourse, which is where this verse comes from, these were Jesus' final words to the disciples and to us. It's hard. It's hard to love. It's hard to do love. We're inadequate. I don't feel up to it. When we are asked to do things for God in love, I'm not enough. You want examples? Evidence. Evidence. Moses. God said to Moses, I have heard my people, I have seen their suffering in Egypt. I want you, Moses, to go and free them. One of my first questions would have been, you're God, what do you need me for? Go free them. I'm a murderer, I've wanted for murder. Go. I can't speak. Go, I'll send Aaron, he can talk for you. I'm inadequate. I'm nervous. Why should they believe me? Why should they follow me? They won't follow me. Who am I supposed to say what sent me? Go. Go. Don't be afraid. I'll be with you. Gideon was a young man. He was the least of his clan, and his clan was the weakest clan in Israel. God came to Gideon and said, I need you to lead the army for Israel. I can't do that. I'm a young man. My family is the weakest there is, and I'm the least of that family. Go. Do not fear. I am with you. Jeremiah was a prophet. God came to Jeremiah and said, I need you to be a prophet to talk to my people. I'm a young man. I don't have the experience or the education. I don't have the respect of the people. Nobody's going to follow me or listen to me. And I can't speak. I stutter and I stammer and I mumble and go. Do not be afraid. I will be with you. And he went and became one of the greatest prophets. Gideon led the army to victory, and Moses freed the slaves. Love is an act that will make us uncomfortable. Doing love will be uncomfortable. We talk to our children about what it means to do love sometimes at school. It applies to us, so I hope we're listening when the children are being told these things. If you see a child that's alone on the playground or in the lunchroom, go over and talk to them. Invite them to sit with you. If you see somebody being bullied, stand up. Don't let them be bullied. Stand between the bully and the child. If you see somebody alone because they're different or strange or not like me or not like us, reach out to them, love them, do love. That is what we're called to do. And it is uncomfortable because we risk certain things. We risk our status. We can be rejected by those who love us. We can be rejected by friends and family. We can be rejected by our coworkers. We can be isolated if we stand up and do love. You're in good company, though. Jesus did just that. Jesus is asking us to do that. He promises that you can do that in faith, and you can do even more. It's not always easy. We can do more than Jesus did? Think about it. Jesus' ministry, this is just one little example. Jesus' ministry was limited to a small area in Palestine, around Jerusalem and Nazareth. I came from a small town. Jesus' town is maybe 500 people. Nazareth, 500 to 1,000 people. It's a backwater town. Jesus isn't known to have gone to the best schools or universities, but he paid attention and he loved. He was a carpenter. He knows what it's like to suffer. And today, we are on Facebook. And so in this church today, we can reach people all over the place. And we are. In fact, what I'd like to do, so people can check, those of you on Facebook, please type in where you are watching this service from. Let us know. And if you watch this during the week, that's the other thing. They aren't watching just today. They'll watch during the week. They might watch next week. They can watch another time. So we're doing even more now than Jesus did. So that's the promise, and it has come through. But Jesus makes a second promise because we are not adequate. We're afraid. I don't have the education. I don't have the experience. I don't have the leadership skills. So Jesus promises to send a helper, an advocate, a counselor. He sends the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is where we feel God's presence in our lives. The Spirit is what draws us to Christ. The Spirit changes us as we put our trust in Christ. That's where that transformation comes from. The Spirit will comfort us when we are lonely and scared. But the Spirit will nudge you, will push you out of your comfort zone. The Spirit will whisper to you. If you feel, hey, I have this idea. I've been thinking about so-and-so down the street. I should go visit Mary. I haven't seen Mary for a while. I wonder if she's okay. Or I wonder how so-and-so's doing. I'm going to send a card to them. Do it. A little handwritten note takes just a couple minutes. Do it. That's the Spirit nudging you. That's doing love. Are we listening to the Spirit? Do we hear the whisper? Do we feel the nudge? Are we responding in courage and boldness with the knowledge that God is with us in His Spirit, just as God was with Moses, Gideon, Noah, Jeremiah, and Jesus, and everybody else throughout history who stood up and did love? I tell that story about the flood for a couple of reasons. It's kind of funny. But it illustrates the point we're making here. God works through me and you. Without you, without me, God's work doesn't get done. We are God's hands, His feet, His mouth, and His heart here on this world. God works through us. Do some love each day. Amen. Let's stand and join in singing, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love." May you go in peace knowing that the Holy Spirit, that God, that Jesus Christ is with you every day as you go forward and do their work and you do love. Amen. The worship is over. Enjoy the Sabbath.